This episode is powered by Safety FM. Welcome to Safety Talks, a podcast about all things safety, as defined by you, with your host, Steve Sisson, on Safety FM.
Well, hello. This is Safety Talks with Steve Sisson. Thank you for joining us today. Today's conversation is going to be a little bit different. It is just me. I do not have any guests, but I do want to talk about a topic that I've been running into quite a bit with different organizations. Typically in a general environment, general industry environment, you will have a safety manager overseeing each site. What we're seeing now is a transition from individual site safety managers to more of a regional standard where one high qualified safety engineer or safety director, manager, whatever they decide to call them, oversees multiple plans and puts the safety responsibility on the frontline supervision where it really should be. So I wanted to talk just a little bit about those two things, on-site safety managers versus a regional structure. What are some of the pros and cons? Well, let's look from an operational perspective in an on-site safety manager scenario. Some of the pros, well, ultimately, they get to take on some of the work for some of the other managers, lessening the load on the safety, let's say a transportation manager or a warehouse manager. And what that does is also takes away the responsibility from that manager to manage their group. If there's a safety failure, they tend to want to go to the safety manager and figure out what the heck's going on, when ultimately it should be that individual manager's responsibility to take responsibility for the job. And we don't see that. And I can tell you from experience that I've ran into this a lot with individual site managers, site safety managers, where, you know, something goes wrong and they point the finger at the safety manager and say, well, why did you let this happen? And they never go back to the manager of that employee and say, why did you let this happen? You know, and it really goes back, in my opinion, to looking at the job descriptions. Does the job description for every manager say something to the effect of your first priority is looking out for your employees in their best interest and their safety? And if it doesn't, we don't have any accountability in any way to hold somebody accountable for that. I do look at a lot of job descriptions, and sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not, but it's never one, two, or three. It's usually down the list after productivity, after, you know, making your goals and your quotas and stuff like that. So we talked a little bit about pros for having an on-site safety manager, and let's talk about some of the cons. Well, it pushes responsibility to the safety manager. And it makes it hard to hold people accountable. We kind of just talked about that. And then again, back to that job description, it's really making sure it's in the job description of that individual. So be it a transportation manager, a warehouse manager, a vice president of ops, or even a president of an operating center, or whatever you call your industry, if it's a warehousing operation or if it's a food manufacturing. So some of the cons are it really puts the onus on the safety manager and not the individual manager. Well, let's look from a regional perspective. What are some of the pros and cons doing that? Well, in my opinion, one of the best things you can do is typically when you're doing a regional capacity, you have more funds to work with in wages and bonuses and perks, whatever that may be in your industry. And you can get a higher qualified or higher quality professional to take that role. Somebody who's got more experience, somebody who may have certifications in your industry that are specific and is hard to get. Somebody who really understands what safety is from the different theories. Could be it, you know, the HOP method, be it the behavioral-based safety method, whatever you guys use in your industry, you can get a higher quality one to manage multiple sites. And typically, when you get a higher quality manager or director, they're better at influencing and mentoring and teaching the local management teams how to handle situations. And they're there as a reference and an individual professional when it comes to your industry, if it's OSHA, EPA, DOT, MSHA, any of those things. Usually a higher quality safety individual themselves have the ability to see beyond single sites, especially in a regional capacity. They get to see what's going on in multiple sites. They get to see, you know, how site one is doing something versus site two. And maybe they can take, you know, good practices or best practices from site one and apply it to site two or vice versa to see how it helps each one of them. And maybe they can get a better safety record and keep their employees safe. Some of the cons on this particular model, I would say, is sometimes the regional person gets stretched too thin. I've seen operations where a regional capacity, they would have 15 to 20 operating centers under them. And that's just way too much. The span of control is completely lost. You just can't have one individual doing that. I think usually if you keep with the standard span of control between 3 and 5, that's really the sweet spot. Probably 3 if your industry can afford it. Some of the cons, again, they may take responsibility for some poor performers in the field. So if you have a safety manager, let me rephrase that. If you have a transportation manager that's not holding their people accountable and their safety record is struggling because of it, you know, they may be taking the blame for that poor manager who's not doing his job on the safety side. So it's one of those things that it's kind of a double-edged sword. Sometimes you're stepping away from the responsibility and sometimes the responsibility is pushed to you. And again, with the accountability piece, they need to make sure that the senior leadership is holding accountability, holding the managers accountable for their poor performers and help mentor them and help drive them in the right direction, or in some cases, drive them out of the operation, or maybe not even out. Maybe they are just not in the right position. They're a great employee. They are a great manager. But maybe that role that they're currently serving is not where they need to be. So that is my safety talk for today. I would appreciate anybody who wants to challenge some of my talking or question any of my theories or my thoughts to email me at stevesisson@safetyfm.com. That is stevesisson@safetyfm.com. And we can go ahead and have a little bit of a chat. And, you know, if we have some differences, maybe we'll get you on the line and do a little podcast with you. So thank you guys all for listening. This has been Safety Talks, and I am your host, Steve Sisson. Please join us next time where we talk all things safety. Looking for more information on the host, services, or even more podcasts, please go to safetyfm.com. You can also download the app on the Apple Store or Google Play. Until next time, stay safe, my friends.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
This episode has been powered by Safety FM.